So I'm talking to Catherine Wood, one of the curators of this year's triennial at Tate this year. Which part of the triennial have you been taking care of, Catherine?
I've been taking care of the live works part. It's the first time that this has been a part of the show, and we've actually dedicated the central space in the North Ravines to this part of the show. Pablo Bronstein and Celine Condorelli designed a kind of plaza structure that's there throughout the exhibition, and people can use it in the day as a kind of plaza. There's a coffee shop and reading area. But in nights throughout April, there are going to be performances there.
I have to say, Tate Modern, perhaps, and Tate Britain, definitely not places we think of for performance arts, usually stationary, static art. So this seems to be quite a buzz for the year. Do you find it's that?
Well, it is something we've been trying to do over the past 3 years, but our programming in this department's been quite sporadic because we haven't really had funding properly. We've had things by Joan Jonas and Christian Markley and quite a few younger artists at Tate Britain. But we're trying to consolidate that, really, you know, the triennial being a kind of survey of what's happened in the last 3 years, to really make it a central part of the show.
So Zina's music that was a part of the Daria Martin film we just saw, would that cover the electronica that's been happening this year? Do you think that that would be a sum of it, or is there going to be more?
Well, there may well be more. We are developing a plan for Tate Modern, actually, after May, when we're doing a big festival called The Long Weekend that's about the relaunch of the collection. We're going to do every 2 months, do a thing called Saturday Live that's going to involve music and performance more regularly.
Where will the Saturday Lives be?
At Tate Modern, in different spaces around the building.
OK, so this whole triennial kicked off yesterday and is going to run until the 5th of May. How did it go yesterday?
It was amazing. Linda's performance was incredible, actually. It was 4 hours long with 3 bands playing simultaneously and 12 women that she'd taught these movements to. And then she performed herself in different costumes that she called self-collage. It was incredible.
What kind of attendance did you get?
Well, the event was sold out, so yeah, I mean, the capacity isn't huge in the Tate Britain spaces, but it was just the right number, actually. They were playing for 4 hours, and the audience came in and witnessed part of it, and then they continued after the audience left. So it's partly for the audience and partly this ritual that they were taking part in themselves.
And what have we got to look forward to for the rest of the month?
Well, Daria Martin and Zina Parkins Tonight, which is these slides that Daria's generated from Loneliness and the Modern Pentathlon, but as though you're going into the dream world of the athlete, so it's kind of nighttime version. And Pablo Bronstein's doing a piece next Friday at Tate Britain that's being walked through in the Davines on the green cross marking that he made on the floor in there, using Baroque dance movement. After that, Mark Camille Shamovitz is re-performing a piece that he did in 1981 at Tate Britain called Partial Eclipse, and Liam Gillick, various other people later in the month.
Well, it sounds very varied. What about the soprano staff singing at the visitors in Tate Britain?
Well, that's actually a work by Tino Segal that we acquired for the collection at Tate, and it's being shown in the triennial as part of the exhibition. He calls his work a situation or sculpture rather than performance, so it's not part of the live series. But yeah, it's a fantastic piece installed amongst Victorian sculptures.
That's certainly what's happening even with comedy. We're moving towards situational comedy, and then that also blurs and bleeds into art, I suppose, when you make art out of a moment. So that would be interesting to see. How did you choose all these pieces? It's very hard to summarise what's happened in the past 3 years, condense them. It must have been very hard.
Yeah, I mean, partly it's artists whose work I've been following, and it was in dialogue with Beatrix Roof, who's the curator of, overall of the show. Really, it was about which artists were making something that we felt consolidated or brought together lots of the concerns that the show was exploring. This idea of looking back at history and reprocessing historical material.
So people who've been slightly out of the art circuit for the past 3 years can quickly catch up by coming to the Tate Britain and Modern for the next month, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Should they look in the website to find out what's going on?
Yeah, it's best to look on the website, and within the Tate website there's a triennial microsite that lists all the performances. And also two in particular are being developed into... There's pretty good documentation of Linda's that was last night and Lally Chetwynd's on the 19th of April that will feature in May as kind of mini documentaries on the site.
And tonight it's Electronic Harp.
Yeah, Electronic Harp by Zina Parkins and Slide Projections by Daria Martin on a set that Daria's designed, a kind of constructivist set.
OK, and Catherine, after the 5th of May, what will you be doing?
I'll be working on this festival at Tate Modern called The Long Weekend, which is last weekend in May, and it's going to involve a reconstruction of Trisha Brown's man walking down the side of the building, John Cage's music circus, and a reconstruction of a Miro theatre piece from 1978.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Pleasure. Thank you.